in cardiovascular patients, objective physical investigation commonly proceeds according to the following sequence. Visual examination, palpation, percussion, and auscultation. Both the heart and the vessels should be carefully examined. During a visual examination, the doctor must primarily inspect the patient's position. In a compensated state of the disease, the mode of life of a cardiovascular patient is ordinary and normal. A patient can walk easily and usually has no complaints. In overt heart failure, such patients instinctively prefer to keep to the bed, remaining in a Fowler's position, half risen, almost half sitting, getting from it some relief. As a rule, in this station, they avoid lying on their left side to escape unpleasant sensations in their heart. Severe breathlessness may prompt a patient to sit on the bed with the feet on the floor. This position facilitates blood deposition in the lower extremities and relieves congestion in the lesser circulation. Such a position is also helpful for ascites patients, since it facilitates diaphragmatic respiratory movements. In severe heart failure, the patients would sit in this position round the clock all night and even for weeks unless the proper therapy is applied. Patients with left ventricular failure caused by myocardial infarction, noticeable cardiosclerosis, left ventricular post-infarction aneurysm, valvular heart diseases, etc., also keep to this position. It is typically that this patient with right ventricular failure, corpulmonale, rarely assumes this attitude and commonly prefers a normal laying position in spite of dyspnea. In acute vascular failure, such as shock or collapse, patients also keep to a horizontal position because a minor elevation provokes insufficient cerebral circulation and syncope. In certain cardiac diseases, patients have to remain in some peculiar forced positions, relieving their suffering. Such as in exudative pericarditis, they may keep on all fours or lie on the stomach, sometimes sit holding their knees. In noticeable heart dilatation patients, commonly lie on the right side. In thrombophlebitis and the other lower extremities, the vein diseases, patients may keep the legs in a raised position, trying to relieve pain and tension in the lower extremities. The positions with the feet end of the bed raised is called Trendelenburg's pose. The next thing to evaluate in the patient's general state, it may be either satisfactory or serious or extremely serious. In a satisfactory state, a patient can usually walk in a normal way, does not take on any forced position, can easily take care of himself. In a serious case, somebody usually has to look after the patient who is unable to take care of himself or even change his position. During the examination, the doctor also assesses the patient's level of consciousness. It may be clear when a patient takes part in the conversation and answers questions and is properly oriented in time and circumstances. In a stunned, staggered, somnolent state, the patient is hardly aware of the time and circumstances and may be inadequate in his answers or hesitates with answers. In a stupor state, the patient is insensible, does not answer the questions, but responds to the strong stimuli, such as an injection, and is able to maintain all the physiological reflexes, usually keeping stools and urine. In a comatose state, consciousness is absolutely lost. Normal reflexes are absent. Pathologic ones may arise, which are not normally observable. Tonic or more often chronic convulsions may accompany coma. A state like this can be registered in the cerebral form of myocardial infarction. Patients with rheumatic heart diseases may develop it after cerebrovascular thrombotic embolism or in heavy cerebral vasculitis of different etiology. Commonly, comatose patients are unable to keep stools and urine and have involuntary enuresis and encopresis. Visual examination is to determine a patient's somatotype or constitution. It may be normosthenic, asthenic, or hypersthenic, PICNIC. M.V. Chernorutsky introduced these terms in Russia. In Western countries, analogous division by Shelton's criteria, ectomorphic, endomorphic, and mesomorphic somatotypes exist. The type of human constitution is quite important in cardiovascular diseases, spreading, and diagnostics. Persons of hypersthenic somatotype are genetically more susceptible to arterial hypertension and atherosclerosis, asthenic ones to somatoform autonomic dysfunction and arterial hypotension.